Yeah, come on. Talk about it, brother. Brag on him. Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm thinking, you know, this time 7 years ago, I can sleep about 11 days to just come off that jump.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, God is so good. I've got no junk. All I do is think about Him, and He is so merciful.
Yes.
I just cannot believe I've hit the lottery of life. God is using me. The Lord got me, and He ain't going to give me back, and I'm going to give Him all the glory.
Woo!
All the
yeah. I love you, Lord. Amen, Brother Jason. That's good. Go ahead, Brother Jerry. Ain't no hurry.
I just can't get past that. Not what you used to be.
Yeah.
I've said this before years ago in church here, but there's so many young adults in this church with children.
Yeah. Yeah.
Both of them are saved now. Their families are saved, and I thank God.
Amen.
But I'll have to pay for that one day.
God bless you, Brother Jerry.
That I didn't keep them in church.
Yeah.
And I remember one time we were in church at the time. My son was probably 12. Kids behind us were pretty rowdy. There were some drugs there and all that. They built a fire in the street, and it was right at dark. My son stood in the window and wanted to go out there and get on to those two kids. Because he said, I know they've been in them drugs, Daddy.
Yeah.
And he got involved. He'll pay for them. But it's like this gentleman right here saying.
Amen.
Y'all need to keep these kids in church.
Amen.
Be to them and not to this world.
Amen, Brother Jerry. What a blessing. Amen. Matthew chapter number 5. You want to say something, Christopher? Well, leave me alone. I love that young and the dead. What'd he say?
I just love children and the Lord.
Amen. What a blessing. Matthew chapter number 5 tonight. Go ahead and let's right quick. Happy birthday. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord, Seth. Yeah. Praise the Lord. That's good. Praise the Lord. That's good. Praise the Lord, sis. That's good. Amen. Praise the Lord, sis. What a blessing. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. God can restore relationships. Amen. Appreciate that testimony. Matthew chapter number 5 tonight. Matthew chapter number 5. So when you get there, say amen.
Amen.
Hadn't God been good?
Amen.
I have a testimony a lot like Miss Melissa's. My dad and I were estranged for years and years and years and years. And you know what happened? I got that thing right in my heart. And the next thing I knew, my daddy just happened to be where I was, preaching in a church in Temple. Didn't invite him, didn't know he'd be there. I just got it right in my heart and turned around, and there my daddy was. And boy, we had the best relationship, Miss Melissa, till my daddy died. And I got to preach my daddy's funeral. Never thought I would. Always said in my heart, if he died, I wouldn't even go to his funeral. Never knew that I'd wind up preaching it, amen? And with a tearful and a broken heart. Thank God. God can restore a relationship. You ain't got a messed up relationship God can't fix. Amen? Matthew chapter number 5 tonight. I want to look at some scripture and share a thought with you and give you an illustration, and we'll go to the house. Here, number one, here's what I want to say before I read the scripture tonight. God has a use for your life. I don't care who you are or where you're from. God wants to do something with you. Amen? I spent half my life, because I was raised in a divorced home, grew up in a single wide trailer, I'm not good enough to do anything for a God who is so wonderful. But I found out later on that it wasn't my goodness and it wasn't my ability, it was God's ability. Now, I don't care who you are, I'm here to tell you, God wants to do something with your life. And we got some people here tonight who God began to do something with your life, and then you took your life back away from God. And you wonder why you ain't happy, and you wonder why you're miserable. It's because you backslid, you ain't where God wants you to be, and you ought to get back there tonight. Amen. Had a man tell me one day in my driveway, he said, I'm more miserable than I've ever been in my life. I said, when were you the happiest? It was Jason Shipp. I said, tell me when you were the happiest. He said, when I was a teenager and living for God and singing in that youth choir. I said, so, why are you here? Why are you in my driveway? You know where misery's at, you're there. You know where joy's at, why don't you go there? Amen. Some of you struggling, you're sitting on a pew, but you ain't happy. You're in church on Sunday, but you ain't got no joy. Amen. It's all I can do to keep your attention while I preach. Can I get a witness right there? I'd like to see some of you get fired up again. Get your joy stirred in your heart again. Find some true meaning for your life. Amen. Matthew chapter number 5, verse number 13. Jesus said, y'all are looking at it, ain't you? Jesus said, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? He said, it is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. Now let's stop right there just for a minute. Everybody knows what salt is. How many of you have ever been in the hospital? Raise your hand. You've been in the hospital. Ate hospital food. You know how important salt is. How many of you ever been up north? I'm talking about north of the Mason-Dixon line, and ate their cooking. You know how important salt is. Them people don't know how to season nothing. Here's what Jesus said about you, the children of God. Shut up, Brother John. Here's what Jesus said about you. He said, you are the salt of the earth. Who's he talking about? He's talking about God's children. He's talking about the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's what he's saying. You're the Texas Pete. You're the thing that gives it kick. You're the thing that gives it pepper. You're the thing that gives life taste. Amen. How many of you love grits? Come on, Southern folks, talk to me. I love grits. Now let me ask this again. By themselves. No butter, no salt, no pepper, no cheese. How many of you eat them right out the pan? You see, that's why Yankees don't like grits. Because they don't know how to season nothing they cook, and they put that pan of grits and go, blah, blah. I don't know why them Southern people like grits. It's not the grits. It's the butter. It's the salt. And half a shaker of pepper, amen. It's what seasons it to give it some flavor. Did you know that life is tasteless all by itself? Do you understand that? Life is tasteless all by itself. It needs something to season it up. And that's what Jesus said you are. You are what gives life taste. Hey, listen, man, you know what everybody's doing? They running around trying to find taste for their life. That's why they're drinking it up. That's why they're doping it up. That's why they're pilling it up. That's why they're shacking it up. That's why they're going through all the sins they're going through. They're trying to spice life up themselves. But Jesus, talking about the church, he said, if that salt has lost its savor. In other words, I hate to put it like this. If you ain't salty no more. I didn't say this. I'm quoting him. If you ain't salty no more. He said you is good for nothing. Man, there's a lot of things I don't want to be, and good for nothing is one of them. I'd like to know when the Lord looks at me, he says, hey, I can get some use out of him. But boy, if my Christian life has lost its savor or its pungency, its salt, and if it's lost that spice, that get up and go, that smile, that joy, that Brother Tommy shout, if it's lost all that, and all you are is just a blank stare. I'm talking to some people tonight. You've got to a place where you're good for nothing. You're not helping anybody. You're not helping yourself. When people get around you, they don't want to be around you. We okay? The thing about it is we don't have to be cast out. We can get on this altar and get back where we want to be and say, God, give me back my salt. God, give me back the spice in my life. You know what people say about their marriage? They get married and stay married so long. They do things and go out on dates and they do this and that. They're trying to spice things up. Is that right? You've been married like me and my wife 30 years. We try to do new things. We found the park over here in Sweetwater Park and it's got all those trails. We tried that, walking through the woods, just spice things up, do something different. Life gets mundane and it gets boring. We got some bicycles and ride the Silver Comet Trail and we do some other stuff that ain't none of your business and we just do things to spice our lives up a little bit. Somebody help me right there. Amen. You say, how you stay married 30 years, brother? You keep things spiced up. Nothing just stays the same all by itself. It takes work, friend. And if our Christian life is going to have some, that's one thing I like about our church. Anything liable to happen. Amen. You cannot stay home and say, I'm just going to stay home today because I already know everything's going to happen in church. You ain't got a stinking clue. Didn't none of y'all know Brother Tommy's going to have a shouting spell tonight? I'm glad I was here for it. I was sitting there thinking, if he runs, I'm going with him. Amen. Done made up my mind. If he took a lap, I got you back, brother. Amen. I didn't know that. I didn't know Brother Jason's going to testify. I didn't know that. I'm glad we ain't got a program. I'm glad we don't come in and get a menu. Well, Sister So-and-so's going to pray, and they're going to do this and do that. And we'll just mail you the thing, and you just stay home. You know if things going to happen, ain't no use in coming. Amen. Woo! I didn't know the choir was going to sing that new song tonight. You know what? I like to keep things spicy. I like to keep things interesting. I like to keep church fun. Have a little bit of pungency to it. I like it when it shocks visitors. I like it when people sit there and go, what kind of church? I thought that said Baptist out there. These people are actually having fun. Amen. I don't let the charismatics have all the fun. Amen. We got the truth. We can have some fun too. We can enjoy the Lord too. And we can rejoice and shout. Amen. It's in the Bible. I ain't preaching about salt tonight, but it'll preach. That dog will hunt. Amen. Let's look at the next verse. Let me ask you something. Have you lost your savor? Have you lost your saltiness? That spark, that fire, that get up and go, that I can't wait to get to church thing. Have you lost that? If you've been saved any length of time, you've been to that point. Amen. Somebody needs to get charged back up tonight. Amen. Ooh, that ain't what I'm preaching. Look at verse number 14. He gives a double analogy here. In verse 13, he said, you're the salt of the earth. But in verse number 14, he said, ye are the, say it with me, light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. In verse 16, he said, let your light. Let me back up there. Let, say the next word.
Your.
That's person. Yes, sir. I can't shine your light. Amen. Amen. There's only one light I can shine, and that's this little light of mine. Somebody help me right there. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. Why? And glorify your Father which is in heaven. A couple of statements and an illustration. We'll go and eat. Amen. Jesus said, ye are the light of the world. Now, we're King James people around here. And we're that way for a reason. I believe every word in that Bible is there because it is supposed to be. Amen. He said, ye are the light of the world. He did not say that the church was a light. Just like he did not say that he was a way. He said he was the way. And he said that we are the light of the world. Jesus could have chosen many ways to get the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ to a lost and a dying world, but he made a choice. He could have stayed here and done it all himself. He could have sent angels from glory, but he didn't do that. You know what he said? He said, I'm going to go away. I'm going to be sitting at the right hand of the Father. I am the light, but I'm transferring that light to you, and now you are the light of the world. If we're saved and we're the light of the world, I've got a question. Why is it so dark? Why is it so dark? I'm preaching tonight, bud. Why is it so dark? And by the darkness, I'm not talking about the hour which it is today. I'm talking about the darkness of the time in which we live. I love old TV shows. I love Andy Griffith. Somebody help me. I love Andy and Aunt Bea and Barney and Gomer. And I love all that Opie. I love that stuff. When I watch those shows and Gunsmoke and Bonanza and I watch that stuff. You watch that stuff. You know what it was back then? It was simpler. It was simpler. I like to watch The Beaver. Golly gee, Wally. I mean, you know, a bunch of nerds, man, wasn't it? Amen. You know what? It never showed a couple in bed.
That's right.
You know the first couple on television that slept in the same bed? The Brady Bunch. The mom and dad on the Brady Bunch. Ricky and Lucy Ricardo slept in separate beds. You say, are you saying men and women ought to sleep in separate beds? No, I'm saying they did not show the intimacies of marriage on television. There was more dignity in the world and there was more respect in the world. But it has gotten darker and darker and darker, and everything's okay. It's okay for a man to smooch on a man, a woman to smooch on a woman. Everything's okay. Just be what you are. Just be happy. That's the world we live in. But that ain't the Bible we have. Do you know what light does? It reveals what's in front of you. If I'm driving down the road in my truck and my lights go out and there's a sign in front of me that says bridge out without my lights, I don't know. I'm fixing to run off in Sweetwater Creek. But thank God for the headlights on the front of that Toyota. It warns me of what's ahead. We're living in a day when nobody is warning against everything, anything. Everybody's just okaying everything. That's where we live. Look, man, preaching on sin ain't popular. But how's anybody going to know they're a sinner unless some light shined on it? How did you know you needed to be saved? Somewhere along the line, you realized you needed God, that you weren't good enough for heaven without Him. In other words, you realized you were a sinner. That's how you got saved. Somewhere along the line, a gospel track, a gospel message, the Word of God, something shined a light on that fact. How many mechanics we got in here fool around with automobiles, Brother Anthony, and different ones around? Hey, man, you know what you do when you raise that hood? Hey, something a banging and making noise, something's a squealing. You'll raise that hood. I don't even care if it's daylight. What's the first thing you grab? A light. You can't even set the timing without a light. That light is a revealer of what is wrong, but it's also a revealer of what's right. We think our job as Christians sometimes is to go out and point out what's wrong with everybody. No, sometimes our job as Christians is to point out what's right with everybody. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. It's our job to exalt Him before a lost and a dying world and to say, hey, God's good. God loves you and He cares for you. He cares for you where you are, like you are. Amen. We are the light of the world. He didn't say we was a light. He said we were the light. Amen. I don't believe Muslims are a light. Amen. I believe they're a light snuffer.
Yes, sir.
In other words, a light putter outer. Amen. You don't add light by killing people.
Amen.
You don't shine your light by blowing yourself up.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Boy, do you know what I just said? It's a hate crime.
That's right, preacher.
I hate it.
Amen.
Brother, God ain't in that stuff. They ain't going to heaven and getting 70 virgins. They go into hell and burn forever. Somebody ought to shine some light on that. It doesn't matter what you believe as long as you believe. That ain't the book. I didn't even know where kin to the book. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You say that's narrow-minded. Thank God it's narrow-minded. There's not a whole lot of confusion about it. That's all I got to do is trust Him. That's it. Amen. The light just doesn't just shine light on what's wrong. It shines light on what's right. Because of some light that God had allowed to come my way in my life, when I realized I needed God, I knew exactly where to go. I didn't hunt a prayer rug. I didn't hunt a crystal, a new life crystal to lick. I didn't, all this crazy stuff they do. I didn't look for a priest to crawl in a closet and confess to. But I just tried to get to God. Why? Because I'd had enough light shined in my life. Amen. We are the light for a dark, dark, dark world. Amen. You're the light on your job. Amen. When somebody on your job's going through a tough time and you know it, hey, you ought not to make a big spectacle out of it, but privately, you ought to get that person aside and say, I just want you to know I love you, bud, and I'm praying for you. I want you to know I'm praying for your marriage. I'm praying for your children. I'm praying for the lost loved one. Whatever it may be, you ought to shine a little light. You ought to let the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what you want to do? Exactly what He said. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel. That's what you do at McDonald's when you go up there. Get your quarter pounder and get your Happy Meals and you get everything. Okay, let's say the blessing. Lord Jesus, thank you so much. I've seen people do it.
Yeah.
I've sat in restaurants and watched people go, oh,
yeah, you're right, preacher.
What's the matter with you? Afraid a little light might jump out there somewhere?
Amen.
You know what I love? I love to be in a restaurant and look around, see husbands and wives and children's hold hand around the table, ask God to bless their food and bless their family. Hey, you know what that is? Hey, it doesn't matter what they pray. It doesn't matter who hears them, but everybody that sees them says, hey, they're talking to God. Everybody knows this is an international sign.
Yes, sir.
Ain't no question what they're doing. You know what that's doing? That's illuminating the fact there's a God. That's illuminating the fact that we're grateful for what He's done.
Amen.
Amen. We got too many Christians. Luke talks about putting that candle under the bed. Man, you got it under the bed.
Yeah.
Amen. That's where most of your Bible stays till Sunday.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
If you got to hunt your Bible before you come to church, something's wrong.
Amen.
If it's been so long since you picked it up, you can't remember where you put it.
Yeah, you're right. Come on, preacher.
We all right? I got to thinking about this thing of being a candle. Being a candle. Several things about a candle, a couple I've mentioned before. He said that we're a candle. A candle. Now, a candle is a light that dies as it burns. Would you agree to that? As a candle burns, it is constantly dying. I had a candle right here and it's gone. Oh, there it is. It's rolled up on me. Somebody said, preacher, you're going to burn yourself out. Isn't that the whole idea?
Amen.
You know what I think we've got in church? We've got a bunch of sparklers.
Yeah. That's good, preacher.
Got a bunch of sparklers. They want to go, whee! That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bunch of flash.
That's right.
Everybody check it out. It lasts about 5 seconds. It's over.
Yes, that's good.
We need some candles that just say, man, I just want to burn. I just want to burn. Somebody said, you're going to wear yourself out. That's the whole idea. When I get done, I don't want no wax left.
Amen.
I got to thinking about candles this week. These all kind of candles. Let's think about ourselves as candles tonight. We got short candles. We got tall candles. We got fat candles. You don't have to say amen right there. If you're a fat candle, you know it. We got different colored candles. We got different styles of candles. We even got some pretty candles. Amen. I look at my grandbabies, ooh, them pretty candles. I look at my wife, I don't even want to light that one. I really didn't, never mind. We got some pretty candles. We got some ugly candles. Say amen, Brother Stacy. We got some ugly candles. Amen. Hey, God didn't make everybody pretty. Amen. We got them every size and shape. Now here's the bulk of the message tonight. The reason a lot of people don't shine is they don't feel like they're a nice enough candle. Most women are candle freaks. Am I right, men? They like to light them in the bathroom. Come on, y'all help me. That's okay. One of the most popular stores in the mall is Bath and Body Works. It has a lotion side. That place, people go in there and say, smell this one, smell this one. After about 5 seconds, the whole place smells the same. It's like you just squished a bunch of flavors together. Suicide. Y'all remember that's what you called you when you made a Coke with Sprite and Coke and Dr. Pepper? That's a suicide. Put everything together. It's too much, man. But on the other side's candles. My wife always goes in the fall, Brother Freddie. She wants fall spice. Or autumn breeze, pumpkin spice, all that fall stuff. Christmas time, we go back, and it's a white Christmas and snowy pine, or I don't know. I'm trying to think of all them funky names they give those fragrances. And you go in, and these candles are encased in a beautiful, look here, this one's got angels. You're not on there. This one's got angels. And it smells like, now, I don't know what that is. Vanilla. And you know what? Them things cost $20 a piece. For a jar of wax and some Niller flavor. $20 a piece. Now, if I had all the ladies, look here, that's vanilla. something a dog left. Cinnamon. I mean, boy, you go on cherry. Look at here. These even got bows on them. You don't even want to set that on fire, do you? That's a pretty man. You don't even want to burn that. It's still wrapped up in plastic. I stole that from my mama. You go on and on and on. Here's one. Brother Freddie, here's you one. Sweet pea. Every flavor. If I had the ladies in this church, I said, ladies, I want you to come down one at a time and pick you out a candle. Anyone you want, you can have a candle. There's one candle that would be left. If not, at least last. It's just a dollar store candle. Don't smell like nothing. There ain't even a whole lot left of it. But it's a candle. We've got the idea, man. I didn't come from Bath and Body Works. I'm not a Yankee candle. I don't want to be a Yankee candle. Have no desire to be a Yankee candle. I was watching the Beverly Hillbillies one time, and Jethro, y'all watch Beverly Hillbillies, right? It's where you gain all the wisdom you need for life. Amen. Uncle Jed was a wise man. Granny come off of the good and every now and then. Jethro was trying to get his sixth grade education. They were studying the Civil War. He come home, he asked Granny, said, Granny, what do you know about the Civil War? She said, boy, I know everything you need to know. That's when the Northern Yankees come down and invaded America. Say amen, Brother John. Listen, everybody can't be peaches and cream. Candles are bought because of the vessels they're in. Candles are bought because of the way they smell. Candles are bought for many reasons. These were bought to raise money for school. Some are bought for romantic reasons. Some are bought for seasonal reasons. They're bought for every different reason. But you know the only reason you'd buy this candle? You just need a light. You just need a light. I don't think the world needs peaches and cream. I don't think the world is looking for pumpkin spice. That's what all these churches that don't preach are giving them. They're giving them a lot of little fragrances, peaches, sweet pea. That's what a lot of them are giving out, sweet pea. When all they need is just some light. That's all they need. I'm here to tell you tonight, I don't know if you're peaches and cream or pumpkin spice or the autumn breeze or Christmas snow. I don't know what you are. I don't know whether you came from Yankee Candle or White Barn or Bath and Body or the dollar store. I don't know if you cost $20, $5, $10 or whether you cost 15 cents. You're still a light. You're still a light. One of my favorite songs as a child growing up is This Little Light of Mine. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, not this little light of Brother Freddy's, this little light of Brother Charles, I'm going to let it shine. No, it ain't my light, that's his. There's only one light I can shine, and that's my light. Whether my light's a Bath and Body or whether my light come from the dollar store, it's the light that God give me, and my job is to hold that candle up. That's my light before the world and let it shine before men that they may glorify him. Some of us hadn't shined in a while. Title of this message tonight is just simply, Light It Up. Light It Up. Who have you allowed to, won't let Satan, I'm going to let it shine, won't let Satan it out, I'm going to let it shine, hallelujah. Isn't that how we sing it? I won't let Satan. That's what you sing as a baby Christian, as a young child. You sing, I won't let Satan blow it out. But somewhere along the line, through circumstance, through difficulty, through trouble, through trial, you've allowed the devil to slip in and blow out your candle. Whether it came from the mall or whether it came from the flea market or the dollar store, somewhere along the line, he has blown out your candle. I got news for you tonight. I've got a light. And his name's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Who blew out your candle? Was it that divorce? Was it that divorce that blew your light out? Well, it got quiet. Was it that bankruptcy when the economy went bad? You got bitter at God that he turned his back on you. No, he didn't turn his back on you. America turned her back on him. They quit upholding the thing on the dollar bill in God we trust. They took the commandments out of the courthouse. They took the prayer out of school. What do we expect God to do? Get bitter at God. It wasn't his fault. It's our fault. What blew your light out? Was it something so small as somebody posting something about you on Facebook? Was it that little? You know what I want to be? I want to be those candles they put on my birthday cake one time, Brother Jeremiah. They sang happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you. And boy, it got to time me to blow out the candles. I made a wish and I blowed with everything I had. Them candles all went out. Everybody clapped. I looked back and all them candles are on fire again. That's a good night, man. I just blowed them things out. I got down there. When you get 49, it's a lot of, man, I need an air gun. Amen. Bring my air compressor to my 50th. Psh. I got in there, blowed and blowed and huffed and blowed, blowed them candles out. Everybody, hey, poof, that's what I want. I want to be that aggravating to the devil. Every time he blows out the flame, there's something on the inside. Oh, good God Almighty. I said there's something on the inside that causes that thing to ember. And as soon as the oxygen hits it again, it fires right back. A-boof, 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 a-boof. That thing will relight till there ain't no candle left. That's what I want to be. I want the devil to come by and sounds like 200 grit sandpaper right there. I could sand my horse trailer with his head. You should have buffed that. When the devil comes by and goes right on his way, about the time he gets a breath out of his body and my flame goes out, I want to know that the Holy Spirit of God will cause that thing to go poof.
Amen.
I want my boys to come up here. I talked to you before church. Y'all come forward. The ones that has three only light one wick. Who don't have one? Zach don't got one. Anybody else? Anybody else don't got one? You got one? Okay. Y'all line up. Now just bear with me. Brother Todd, won't you come pee in? Come on down, go ahead. Bye. Brother Freddie, teach your kids how to use a lighter, man. No, Satan, you ain't that stupid, are you? You quit smoking last week? I want to show you something tonight. In the light, these candles all look so different. We can look at them and tell where they come from. You ladies can spot them, am I right? You can spot that Yankee candle and that Bath and Body Works candle. You can tell where they come from. I want to show you something tonight. Brother David, Brother Todd, just play softly. Turn around, boys. I want you to notice in the darkness, it's hard to tell. Somewhere in this line, there's a dollar store candle that cost almost nothing. And it's shining just as bright, if not brighter, than some of the others. Here's what I want to say to you tonight, church. It doesn't matter who you are, where you're from. It doesn't matter how much money you have or the color of your skin. It doesn't matter where you went to school, the height of your education. If you're saved, you're a light. Jesus didn't say what kind of light. He just said, ye are the light. By the way, it takes all kinds. But there are a lot of places you just can't fit in if you ain't a certain kind. If you ain't a certain brand and come from a certain background, but I'm glad around here, dollar store candles are just okay with us. Amen. Thank God they shine just as bright. They look just as good. And they give as much light as all the others. Let's stand together tonight. Just leave the lights out just for a minute if the babies ain't scared. Brother Todd, let's sing it, This Little Light of Mine. Y'all help me out. Come on. Get your little fingers up. Help me out, Brother Todd. Start us off.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Hallelujah. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Okay, Brother Todd, lights, please. Have you figured out tonight who blew out your candle? Keep playing, Brother Todd. Lights again. Here's what's happening in our churches. More and more lights are going out. And it's getting darker. Darker and darker. God help us not to let our lights go out. What we need is some Christians give me some Christians will come behind the old devil as the lights go out. Somebody to say, hey, let me pray with you. Let me encourage you. Let me help you get that light shining again. I'll give you a bad one, Brother Freddie. Here you go, Doc. Doesn't matter who you are, how long you live. That light's going to get blown out by every kind of storm, every kind of tragedy, and every kind of situation. It's why we have our church. This is a place where we come to get relit. Do you know what people, Brother Freddie, when I was young, what they called getting high? They called it getting lit. Y'all remember that? We got lit last night. In other words, they're trying to say we had a little life about us last night. Oh, but it's gone this morning. We ought to come to church and get relit every now and then. I don't know what's caused your light to go out, but is it shining? Why don't you get on the altar and say, God, I'm just a dollar store candle. But if you can use me to shine, maybe I'm a fragrant candle. Maybe I'm a pretty candle. Maybe my vessel's nicer than another vessel. But God, I don't want to shine because I came from a better store or I cost more money. God, I just want to shine. I was preaching in North Carolina. I met a man who came to the meeting. He was the bus driver who brought a busload of kids to hear the preaching. He hauled their youth choir. I got to talking to the man after the service. You know who that bus driver was? He was a doctor. A very wealthy doctor. He said, the Lord impressed upon my heart years ago to tell our youth pastor, don't worry about it. Any place these children need to go, I'll drive the bus. What are you saying, preacher? Most people of that stature, of that background and that education, they're too good to drive a bus. Oh, he's still a doctor, but he's not ashamed to let his light shine behind a bus wheel. He's still highly educated, but he's not ashamed to let his dollar store candle shine behind the wheel of an old bus. What I'm saying tonight is you need to let your light shine. You can cut the lights back on, men. We're going to have an altar call here in just a second. My biggest question, boys, you can blow them out and put them on the table down here. Book of Samuel, there's a statement that is made. It went something like this: ere the lamp went out in the house of God. Ere the lamp went out. Well, I don't ever want the lamp to go out in here. I want this place to be a lighthouse. Our kids used to sing that song. I don't know if they could do it tonight. It'd be a blessing. There's a song they sang it, or they played it at Katie's graduation. It said, take your candle and go light your world. Take your candle, run to the darkness. They're on their way to hell. You're the only light some people ever see. You can be the light on your job without being obnoxious. You can be the light in your family without being mean and hateful. We have a little light. I love that song, This Little Light of Mine. I'm not a spotlight that people see from miles and miles away. I'm just a little light, but I am a light. Every one of these were just little lights. But as you go across there and light every one of them, put all them little lights together, boy, ain't they pretty. The more of those little lights you have, the more illumination there is in the house. Hope that makes some sense tonight. Why come your candle's not burning? What's come along? Some of you have got so busy serving God, your little candles went out. You think spirituality is what all you do around here. You can do too much around here and blow your candle out, and you're serving God in the flesh. I've done it. These other men have done it. We get so busy, 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 man, our light goes out, we ain't even shining, we don't know it. My relationship with Him's more important than anything else I do. What good's the message? We don't have a relationship. What good's the ministry if we ain't got a relationship with the Master? What good's a candle? That's not real impressive, is it? But light it. It gets everybody's attention. Somebody ought to get in this altar tonight and say, God, light my candle. I'll probably never be a big high beam, but if I'm just a little light, God, let me be that little light. Wherever it may be, wherever it is I'm supposed to shine, God, would you help me to light my candle? Man, hey, Mom, it'd be a good idea just to be a light at home to your children. Dad, be good to be a light to your family. How about it tonight? Actually, why don't y'all come? Bibby, y'all get us a song. We're just going to give the invitation. I don't know where you're from. I know where most of you are. Most everybody around here is a dollar store candle. But I have proved to you tonight that the cheapest candle in the place gives out just as much light as the most expensive. So it doesn't matter who you are. I don't care if you're a drug addict. I don't care if you're a divorcee. That's contrary to what you may hear in a lot of our churches. I don't care. God still use you to shine. I'm tired, sick and tired of these highfalutin, better than you preachers who want to ascend themselves to another level than other people. Care what you've been through. Your husband ran off, your wife ran off. That doesn't make you a second-class citizen. You're still meat for the Master's use. You still got a light. You still got a candle with some light in it. Had a preacher come here years ago. He wanted to join the church and took me and my wife out to eat. And he began to weep. We was right up here at Arby's on Sunday afternoon. He said, Brother Eddie, I was called to preach. He said, but I know God can never use me anymore. My wife and I divorced. I said, what are you doing Friday? He said, what do you need, Pastor? I said, I need somebody to preach chapel. He just started bawling. He said, you would let me preach? I said, did God call you? Well, hair lip a few people right there. I don't care. You understand that? I don't care. I'm not in this thing anymore to impress anybody. I don't care. He preached chapel that Friday morning, became one of the best children's chapel preachers we ever had. Came from a church that said, you're disqualified, you can never be used again. I'm glad he found a place where he could let his light shine again. Some people hadn't put their candle under a bushel, it's been put under a bushel for them. Hey, we're in a place we want you to shine. Yes, sir. Don't care what your background is. Don't care the mud you've been drugged through. You're in a place where you can shine. We love you tonight. Y'all go ahead and sing. God dealing with your heart. There's others praying tonight. You mind God tonight. Y'all need a mic? If you hadn't been shining, why not?
There's a lighthouse on a hillside that overlooks life's sea. When I'm tossed all about, it sends out a shines in dark. in its standing ground. But then my mind goes back to that stormy night when just in time I saw the light. And it's the light from that old lighthouse that stands upon a hill.
And I thank God.
Be here to help us keep ours lit. There's a lot of you. You encourage me so much. I left Wednesday morning, headed to New York Thursday morning, discouraged, not wanting to go. Since Katie got married, I've had a hard time leaving my wife. One of these days, she's going everywhere I go. Well, I was really down. Well, I got up there and started preaching. Them kids started getting saved. I'm glad we serve a God who knows when your life's out. Didn't mind coming along, just give it back. Y'all sing a little bit more. We're going home in a minute. I didn't preach long.